If you saw that SUV that almost plunged into a dry canal at 43rd Avenue in Peoria yesterday, you might have thought, what happened there? Well, road rage happened, and road rage is happening more and more often in Arizona. Police say an argument at a stoplight caused someone in a blue Kia to open fire on that white Tahoe, leaving the driver with life-threatening injuries, and he, his girlfriend, and their two-year-old inches away from a 20-foot headfirst drop into a dry canal bed. It's the third incident involving shots being fired in Valley traffic in 2 days. Wednesday morning, a driver was shot near 91st Avenue in Happy Valley. A few hours later, a man shot just a couple miles down Peoria Avenue from yesterday's road rage. You can read at KTAR.com how Alberto Gutierre, who's been the director of the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety since, like, Arizona got its first highway, is shocked at the high number of recent incidents. But this trend started long before this week. According to ADOT, in 2018, there were 267 reported road rage incidents, more than 500 in 2019 and in 2020, a year when the pandemic seemed to be keeping a third of cars under carports, right? And this year, we're on pace to eclipse each of the previous 3 years. Look, I get pretty worked up in traffic, but when I do, I try to remember how dangerous they say texting and driving is, and how they say anything that I feel I need to send now can wait. Well, a perceived traffic diss can also wait. Wait for me to find a therapist who will assure me that people who cut me off in traffic are doing it with zero thought about me as an individual, so I don't need to take it personally. Because as much as I hate to admit it, it's not all about me.